Stephanie, we'll start with you. We've had some folks send some questions in to us. What makes the coronavirus different than the other flu viruses we deal with each year? Those viruses killed a lot of people this year. What makes this one more dangerous?
Well, COVID-19 is brand new, and so no one has immunity to it. So as a result, infection is more likely. We also don't have a vaccine yet for COVID-19 or antiviral medication like Tamiflu that we use for flu. So the combination of all of these things make it a little bit more concerning.
Now, Stephanie, if you had this year's flu, are you more or less susceptible to the COVID-19 virus?
Having this year's flu will not make you any more or any less susceptible to the COVID-19 virus. These are two completely different viruses.
How long can COVID-19 live on surfaces where it can be picked up?
9 days.
Wow.
So that's why it is so important to make sure that we are frequently disinfecting surfaces, especially the high-touch surfaces, those things that we're touching frequently in our homes.
Ron, a lot of rumors saying there's confirmed cases in Baxter County. Is it a fact we do have a confirmed case in Baxter County?
At this point in time, there's been no confirmed cases in Baxter County. We've tested 10 individuals at this point in time. We've gotten one test back negative, and to our knowledge, there's no confirmed cases in Baxter County.
Ron, some hospitals across the country are now canceling non-urgent surgeries. Is this something you guys have discussed locally?
We are discussing it. At this point, though, we are still doing non-emergent, non-urgent surgeries, and we feel that at this point, without any cases being identified in Baxter County and just the resources that we have, that we are able to continue our surgeries at this point.
Something we wanted to mention this morning, too, is the fact that due to the COVID-19, many blood drives across the country have been canceled. You guys are having one at the hospital today, correct?
That is a very good point. Many have been canceled across the state. Many used to be done at schools. There's so many schools that are closed that blood is becoming a huge concern in the healthcare industry. We are having a drive today. It's in a mobile unit outside the hospital, so we're keeping people outside, and we'll only allow, I don't know the exact number, but a certain number in the van at a time so that we feel that we're trying to provide a safe environment. But we would appreciate anybody willing to donate blood to help us out, because our supplies are getting short with blood.
Guys, do you think the media is handling all of this properly? Are they giving out the correct information to our communities?
You know, I think that the media is trying to do the best that they can. I think that there is a lot of misinformation that ends up out there, whether it's on the internet or whatever, and trying to find those reliable sources, you know, is critical. And looking, I think everybody should look and listen nationally, but then also find out what's going on locally, because what we're doing here in Baxter County is so different than what they're doing in Seattle or New York City at this moment in time. And that's the whole thing that everybody has to realize, is this changes from day to day depending upon where and how fast the virus is moving forward. What we're still in is we're still trying to prevent it as much as possible versus other areas have it and are doing more of a containment effort.
Ron, something that you have talked about earlier this week, this is something that is pretty much inevitable, isn't it?
It is. I mean, I thought about that when I used the word prevent. There's no way you're going to prevent it from coming, but you're trying to slow it down, trying to slow that bell-shaped curve, lower that bell-shaped curve, and slow it down. And, of course, you know, the biggest thing that people can do is, I thought the president came out or the vice president, actually, but it's called the President's Coronavirus Guidelines for America, the 15 days to slow the spread. You know, if you feel sick, you need to stay at home. If your children are sick, obviously, you need to stay at home. I think the governor's comments about travel and trying to stay within the state is very critical. I know we have a lot of elderly that want to visit their grandchildren, but children are carriers of it. They don't necessarily end up with the symptoms showing. They're usually asymptomatic, but they will carry it. So I would recommend, you know, unfortunately, but don't go visit your grandchildren. If you're an older person, stay at home, stay away from other people. If you have underlying health conditions, be very cognitive of the fact that, you know, if you have impaired lungs or heart functions or a weakened immune system, just stay out of the public. The best thing you can do with this is be isolated.
Guys, anything else we need to mention this morning?
We do just want to mention that our community houses have closed at this point in time. And I think otherwise we've covered it.
Hey, Brad, we'd also like to continue to solicit questions on Facebook, that post that KCLO is making. We appreciate that. That's where we're going, to try to find the information that people want and the questions they're asking. So we are urging people to reply to that post that you are posting, and so we got good questions to answer.
You bet. Well, of course, we'll have that on our Facebook page, and it's going to be pinned at the top, so it's real easy to find, and we'll get some more questions that we'll address tomorrow. Ron, Stephanie, Tobias, thank you for the time again this morning.
Thank you. Appreciate it.